Hence, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
There used to be an applause there.
Yeah.
And I've just gotten used to it.
I've just realised it's not there anymore. That's quite sad.
I noticed it wasn't there.
Well, sorry about that, Zoe.
No, that's all right.
Hello.
Need it. Hi.
Welcome.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
And we're not alone in the studio, are we?
No, we're not. We're joined by Grace Augustine, whose show Heatwave is opening at Basement tonight.
Yay!
Which is super exciting. So tell us a little bit about what Heatwave is.
Heatwave is a devised theatre show happening at Basement. It's about climate change. And it was devised by myself and the cast. And it's about a group of climate activists in the year 2030. And they've congregated for their biannual Christmas catch-up. And basically shit hits the fan.
Right.
And I won't, spoil it by telling you anymore, basically, but it gets pretty hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there, like, a particular style of theatre when you guys were devising it that you were particularly inspired by to, like, address the climate emergency?
I don't know if I was particularly inspired by, actually, theatre with this piece. I was more inspired by film. The show itself, I think, is quite filmic, and I love film and have been wanting to make something that is inspired by it for a long time. And so for this show I took inspiration from films like 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, great film.
The First Reformed, which is an incredible,
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
more modern film. And a few others.
Cool. Yeah. Do you think that climate anxiety is something that's been explored much in pop culture or theatre?
I think there can always be more exploration. Like, it is something that's starting to kind of come up in the arts more and more with each year that passes.
It's kind of a hard thing to not talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, for me, when I was thinking about, like, the show I wanted to make this year, I was like, what else is there to talk about right now? There's no other more pressing issue, basically. So yeah.
It is sort of the be-all and end-all of issues.
Exactly.
Has it been sort of cathartic?
Yeah. And I'm hoping that the show itself and the experience of seeing the show for the audience will feel cathartic too.
Mm.
Yeah.
There is, I guess, with climate change, there is that feeling of, well, we are really all in this together.
Mm.
Not to quote High School Musical.
Why not?
You trained as an actor.
Yes.
And then I think you were telling me this year you sort of did that shift from acting to directing. And this is a show that it's really your baby. Like, you conceptualised it and you've directed it. You've carried it through for nearly a year.
Mm-hmm.
What does that feel like, you know, being off stage looking at everything as opposed to being in and amongst it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Sometimes, like, I can't help myself and I, like, go into, you know, the stage space and start just doing stuff. But it's quite magical, really, because you start to understand how many different elements and people and work and just different sort of areas of work go into making a theatre show.
Mm.
You know, like, when you are a performer, that is your sort of... your key role is to tell the story, obviously, but when you're directing, you oversee every part, so that's like production as well as the creative side of things. So, you just gain a better understanding of how much of a sort of, a team effort it is.
Yeah.
And you have more of an appreciation for all of the incredible work, you know, like lighting designers and operators and sound people put in, you know.
Oh, and there is a musician in this show, right?
Yeah,
are they going to be on stage?
So our musician Chris Marshall is an old friend of mine, and he is an amazing musician, and he has created for us a beautiful, really kind of psychedelic soundscape.
Oh,
and he will he's pre-recorded some of it, but he is going to be like performing it live, cool. essentially. Yeah.
All right. So if people want to come see it, where do they go?
So you can get your tickets on the event, the Heatwave Facebook event, or Basement Theatre's Facebook page. Or you can just go to the basement and get your tickets from the box office.
True.
Yeah.
So opens tonight and then it's going to go until Saturday, is that right?
Yeah. Close on Saturday, which is election night.
Yeah. And oh, wow.
Yeah. The night of the basement reunited party, which is also pretty hectic.
Yeah. So it's 8 p.m. on the basement main stage and tickets are about... between $15 and $35. So if you go on the website, you can sort of see where you fall in that category.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Sounds like one to head along to.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm going tomorrow night.
Oh, fantastic.
Very excited.
Perfect.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Grace.
Cool. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
And is there anything else going on in the theatre at the moment, Zoe?
Yes, there is. On the 16th of October, which is Friday, also at Basement at 8:30, but in the studio, so upstairs, there is a Fresh Off the Page play reading.
Ooh.
I've spoken about a couple of those before. They're what Proudly Asian Theatre puts on quite often, and I think they have a lot lined up because everything had to be delayed because of COVID. This one is called, oh my gosh, I've got all the information about it and actually not the title, but I think it's XOXO.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, how crappy of me. Hold on.
Happens to the best of us, Zoe.
Yeah, XOXO by Gyatri Adi, and that will be really cool. And I think what's fun with Fresh Off the Page is that if you go and see the play reading, then usually a couple of months later, maybe they've gotten some funding and turned it into a big show.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So you can sort of see it from its conception,
roots.
Sort of.
Yeah. Cool.
Watch it grow. So that's on Friday. And then there is another sort of one night and one night only thing at Basement this week on Thursday at 8:30, which is Bob and Bev's Bingo Bonanza, which looks like this crazy cool comedy show.
Oh, the drag bingo.
Yeah, bingo.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
So that looks super hilarious and chill. So maybe if you go see Heatwave on Wednesday, and I assume it's very dramatic and...
you'll probably leave feeling a bit tired.
Well, you can go the next day and unwind with some Bingo Bonanza. It's got
sounds fantastic.
Bingo bangers, spot prizes and special guests.
Who doesn't like a spot prize?
Oh, I love a prize.
I feel like, you know, if you're not very good at bingo, well, it's really just luck, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
But you might win a spot prize.
Ask Grandma. Yeah.
God.
Anyway, and then, of course, on Saturday, Basement's official reopening party is at 9 p.m. You can go see Heatwave and then go to the party and there'll be DJs.
Yeah.
We go. Cool.
Something fun to plan on election night.
Yeah.
Depending on how you might be feeling.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get some good climate policies in.
Well, thank you very much, Zoe.
No
worries. Thank you, Grace, for coming
thank
in.
Thank you so much, guys.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Should really be on both sides, shouldn't it?